The plan inventories, controls, and secures hardware and software systems, provides continuous vulnerability management, controls admin privileges, and monitors and analyzes all logs. The plan puts in place policies that protect email and web browsers, provide malware and boundary defenses, data recovery and protection, wireless access, and account monitoring and control. The plan requires a security awareness and training program that applies software security, incident response, and penetration tests. For the purpose of this training, a network is a set of servers, computers, and other devices that are interconnected in the company and called an intranet. The intranet is connected to the external internet. The system is the software running on those servers, computers, and other devices that allow the devices to input, output, process, and store data. The network and system security are the defense put into place to protect the network and software from intrusion, threat, and attack from the internet.
We ensure that only licensed software applications or operating systems are added to the CRST Home Solutions Authorized Software Inventory. Unauthorized software is either removed or the software asset inventory is updated as soon as possible. Our boundary monitors and controls incoming and outgoing network traffic based on predetermined security levels. A secure sockets layer, SSL, provides communication security over our computer network, which is used when entering passwords or exchanging non-public information. Email filters remove spam and computer viruses. Operating systems and antivirus applications on our servers, desktops, laptops, and mobile devices are kept up to date. Backups are encrypted and passwords protected. Remove spam and computer viruses. Operating systems and antivirus applications on our servers, desktops, laptops, and mobile devices are kept up to date. Backups are encrypted and passwords protected.
Do not access any of our system or non-public information using non-company equipment, such as your home computer, unless it is authorized and provided with the appropriate firewalls, unless it has virus detection, and unless the connection is done through the SSL connection. When you access any system or non-public information from a remote location, you must use the SSL connection. You must also use a VPN connection using an encrypted address that provides a secure connection. As mentioned, we monitor our networks and systems for any act or attempt to gain unauthorized access to disrupt or misuse our information systems or the non-public information stored on them. We require our third-party service providers to do the same.